Excuse me. Thank you for calling customer service. This is Joy speaking, and how may I assist you?
Well, first of all, I would like to know who you are and what company you are.
Ma'am, we are a third-party call center. We assist multiple companies in over 100 different products. May I have your zip code, please?
33313. I have a bill for $49.97 from you people. For what? I don't even know who you are.
And thank you for that. And may I have your first and last name, please?
Ann Romano.
Give me one second, please, ma'am.
Can you tell me what is the name of your company?
As I said, ma'am, we service over 100 different products and multiple companies. We are a third-party call center. And you said
well,
that first
you need
and last
to give
name
me more
was,
information than that.
You said that first and last name was Ann Romano?
That's correct.
And the zip code is 33313?
Correct.
Give me one second, ma'am, while I search for you. And may I have the address that's associated with this account for security purposes, please?
Well, that depends if you want the summer address or the winter address. You want the winter address, it's 2861 Northwest 47th Terrace, Building 9, Condo 102, Lauderdale Lakes, Florida, 33313.
Thank
now,
you,
can
ma'am.
You answer a question for me, please?
Yes, ma'am.
Who is Maximum, CONFIDENCESMART? Who is that?
That is probably a merchant name, but I was able to successfully locate an account for you. Do you happen to remember that on November the 29th, you paid $7.45 shipping and handling to receive a foot massager?
Yeah, I do remember, and it doesn't work. So what is this $49.97?
Okay, the gift itself was a free item. It was a welcoming gift for joining the Factory Direct Savings Store. That $49.97 is actually a membership fee for being a member
of the savings store. I don't want this membership fee. No. That I want this taken off.
Right.
I did not say that I could do this, that you could do this. Why did you do this? This is nothing I said to do.
Ma'am,
I am the cardholder.
In the terms and conditions, when you actually received the gift, it stated that it thank you for being enrolled as a member of the Factory Direct Savings Store.
That gift is right here with me, and it does not even work. And I want this $49. I need to talk to someone. I want this $49 off from my Shop Your Way bill. Now.
Give me one second, ma'am, and I can get you
what
counsel.
What a ripoff this is. Total ripoff. Seniors. This is bullshit.
Alrighty, ma'am. They did provide you with a $125 gift card that is actually it's located in the email that you used at the time that you signed up. And each month that you were enrolled in the club, they gave you a $125 gift card. If you go into that email.
I do not have a gift card. I have nothing from this company but this dumb bill. I don't have a gift card from them.
It's
and I have a massager that doesn't
email.
Even work.
Yes, ma'am. The gift card is actually loaded into the email that you use when you provided when you signed up.
I didn't sign up. I don't want it.
Give me one second, please, ma'am.
Take it off. This is ridiculous. That thing doesn't even work. What a rip. Unbelievable.
Excuse me. All right, ma'am, I was successfully able to get canceled out of that. excuse me, you won't have any more reoccurring charges. I do have a cancellation order number for you if you're ready to take it down.
You're going to take this off from my bill permanently?
Ma'am, you're completely canceled out of the program. You won't receive any reoccurring charges.
I don't care about reoccurring charges. I want the $49.90 off from this charge card.
Okay,
I didn't authorize this.
Now, I can refund you 35% on the last charge of $49.
No, I want all of it off. This is a total ripoff, whoever the hell you are, and I want the whole thing off. You tell your manager that. $49.97. We are seniors, and you took advantage of the situation.
Okay, ma'am. The most I can refund you is 75% on this.
Listen, you are not listening, are you? Is there something wrong with you? You're not listening. Take the whole damn thing off and don't email me anymore.
All right, ma'am. Let me put you on a brief hold, please.
Yeah, you give me someone that has the authority to do that. Unbelievable, isn't it? And the goddamn thing doesn't even work. Unbelievable. And then she charges $50. I did not know that.
Ma'am, thank you for holding. As a one-time courtesy, I'm able to refund you the $49.97. That refund will be back in the account within 3 to 5 business days, okay?
Thank you, and I think your company sucks, okay? This is a horrible way to try and make money, and not letting the customer know that you're going to put this on a bill. Where do you have the authority to put this on my bill that I never told you you could do?
Yes, ma'am, it is stated in the terms and conditions.
No, it's illegal. So you better get that off my bill on my next statement. $49.97. Is that correct?
That is correct.
I'll be waiting.
If you're ready to take the cancellation order number down, let me know.
I am ready.
It will be C-S-N-Charlie-258-901-368.
C as in Charlie, 258-901-368.
Correct. And thank you for calling customer service, and you have a great day.
Oh, no. I will never answer that email. You take that off from my email. You understand? Terrible way to do business. Bye.
Bye-bye.